I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. After last week's horrific tornadoes hit five southern U.S. states, the Christian Reform Rural Relief Committee is there to determine a course of action. 57 people were killed, 150 injured, as homes, businesses, and schools were all damaged. CRWRC's Jacob Kramer says funding is needed to help rebuild lives physically and spiritually.
We lay a lot of emphasis on that, showing them hope, talking about the hope in Christ. Whenever we say goodbye to the recipient, we do what we call the last nail ceremony, and then we hand out an ornament of CRWRC, and we give a Bible to the people.
Next, Nepal continues to be a country with both ups and downs for Farmers International's work there. There are several microcredit programs that have become self-sufficient despite the challenges. One farmer in Nepal began his business with farms loans. In the past few years, he hasn't needed another one. Nathan McLaughlin says the successful business owner's tithes really help the local church.
There's been a lot of reports of there's some real positive things happening in that area as the churches are becoming self-supporting and are really being a testimony to the other non-believers in that area.
And for many homeless people, the only thing between them and the bitter cold is a thin piece of plastic. Here's Life Inner City needs people to help them send out another wave of homeless care kits. Each kit is a blanket and basic hygiene items. Most importantly, it has a presentation on how to receive Christ as Savior. One $33 kit led a man named Steve, who lost two marriages and his job due to an addiction, to a rehab ministry. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Orphan Outreach is making available lullabies, songs for quiet moments, songs that will quiet the little ones, but lyrics that'll touch your soul. It's being sent to you to remind you of the needs of orphans around the world. Call 1-800-995-4828 for your free copy or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.